It's getting spicy. It's getting spicy. The Griff Report starts right now.
2-1, boom. Hotep Jesus.
Of all the Jesuses I know, he's the Hotepiest. Social scientist and YouTube host, Hotep Jesus.
How the fuck do you get a name like Hotep Jesus?
The one and only Hotep Jesus.
Ryan Sharp, better known to the world as Hotep Jesus.
Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Somebody said, what do you think you are, some kind of Hotep Jesus?
Ooh, and that's
I was
good.
Just like, ooh, that's sexy. Yes, I do think I'm Hotep Jesus.
Envision a sanctuary where community and sustainability are the cornerstones of living. In this haven, every family is able to grow their own food, children flourish through homeschooling tailored to unlock their full potential, and education extends beyond textbooks, instilling self-worth and a deep understanding of the world around them. Here, goodwill isn't just an ideal, it's the essence of daily life, where respect for law and order harmonizes with the community's resourcefulness. This place isn't just a dream, it's a call to action for everyone who believes in a better, more connected way of living. Join us in building a future where each individual's contributions create a tapestry of enduring harmony and prosperity. Join us in Hotepistan.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, depending on where you are in the world. Welcome to the Griff Report, live Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, Griff God.
Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus. Hotep, Hotep, Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Hotep to the chat. Hotep to the Hotepistanis.
Hotep.
What's happening? Wednesday. One day off of Hotep Thursday. Shout out Renee Vogel in the chat. Sauce the Prophet. Goldstein in the chat. What up, Steph? Protocol Haram Life. What's happening, fam? What's happening, fam? What's happening? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Collection plate set to $35 today. Appreciate all of our contributors. Real quick, SuperDap coming soon. I need you guys to go to superdap.ai. Superdap.ai, go sign up. Hurry up for a chance to win $10,000 in Bitcoin. You just got to sign up. Takes two seconds to do. You go, you sign up, you're in. So I suggest you guys hurry up and do that ASAP. Superdap.ai. After you do that, join our Telegram group. In the Telegram group, I'm like 3 for 3 on plays and telling people what to buy as far as meme coins. If you want to get in on that, cool. I did my first bot trade today, and I'll show you what that looks like. Hold on a second. Let's bring it into this screen. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Shit. I don't want. Hold on. Let's get this up on the screen. We got a lot to discuss today. I'm going to try to do it as fast as possible. So here is my play of the day or play of this morning. You see right there, 48% gains using the bot. And I made this play using limit order. So, yeah, if you guys want my referral link, let me see, copy text. I just dropped it in the chat. There's my referral link. And with my referral link, you will get 10% off trades. I think that link will work, maybe something like that. I don't know. I'll get you a better link in a little bit if that link does not work. So yeah, really easy money. Well, if you know how to read charts, it is. But join a Telegram group. I'll be putting my plays in there. And, you know, basically, if you want to follow my plays, you can. If you don't, and you got other plays you want to share, go ahead and do that. But first trade with the bot. And absolute success. I just want to hold on really fast. I just want to check and see what the price is to see if I got out the right price. Because I set a limit buy, and then once it triggered, I set a limit sell. And, okay. It's at 0.02. I sold at 0.01. So left a little bit of gains up there. And I left a little bit in there. I only took out 85% on the limit sell. So I got 15% of my investment still left in there. And got a nice entry price there. So shout out to Crypto Blood. I had him on yesterday. I had to get him on ASAP to pick his brain. I got into the whole meme coin game. Had to. My D-Gen friends pretty much forced me to and told me I was stupid if I did not. So I'm in and I'm having a lot of fun. But he told us about a bot. And we shared that on Twitter yesterday. He shared it. I retweeted it. And then this morning I set the bot up. Took about, 15 minutes. Probably less. It took, actually, to set up the bot was literally a minute. But to figure out what my orders were and set my limits and all that took me about 15 minutes. And I set my limit orders up. And then I set my sell limit and it hit and I made a quick, right now it's saying my P&L is at 54%. That's as of right now because I left some in. So, yeah, welcome to the meme game. So I think what I'm going to do is start these streams out with the meme coin play of the day. And then we'll get into some of the controversies and current events. Just want to make sure we feed our big brain people here, our money people. If we talk about money on this channel, I want to make sure everybody's good. So meme play today. Let's see if we can get this up on the screen. Hold on a second. Where should I share this from? Let's go to Bird Eye. Let's go to Bird's Eye. So if you type in Bird's Eye Sol, it'll take you to the crypto trading platform. And then I'll go in here and I'll pop in the ticker. And let's see what this looks like. It may have already dumped. Oh, no, it's pumping. It's pumping. All right, so here's a play. Nope, not that one. Sorry, hold on. All right. Hold on a second. Let's close my bot and then bring this back. There we go. All right. So, as you can see there, this one is Habibi Cat. Seems to have a really good, community. But if you look at the chart, I mean, this thing is ready to blow. Pause. And, this looks like a good buy. If I wasn't doing a stream right now, I'd probably place a limit buy somewhere around 0.0035. That's why I would try to get in here, right here at the bottom, or maybe 0.0048, somewhere in this range. Probably a good place to set a limit order. But this is the play of the day, Habibi Cat. If you lose money, this is not financial advice, so don't blame me. You lose money, but Habibi Cat, I'll show you their website in a second here. I usually don't use Bird's Eye, so here we go. All right, so here's their website. Really cool website, and then it has all the information there. But usually if you see... Oh, it's got music too. Anytime you see a website, it means that the project is, managed fairly decently, although rugs could come with a website. And so really decent community. It seems to have some Arab backing. So, you got that Arab money. You got that Arab money. Sometimes you can piggyback off of that. So, yeah, that's your play of the day, Habibi Coin. You can get in low. Maybe there's some wins to be gained there. But if you look at the overall chart, it's just mooning. It's just going up. So there's your play today. Don't say I didn't help you. Again, not financial advice. Do your own research and bet at your own risk. Do not try this at home. Although, I don't know where else you would trade. I guess you could trade at work. I don't know. Some of you guys trading at work, I'm a little upset I didn't get in on this. Damn, that shit is mooning. My own play I gave to you guys. Wait, actually, I did have a limit order on this. I take that back. I did have a limit order on this. I think my limit order was too low, so it didn't trigger. Actually, I'm looking at it now. My limit order is too low, and I didn't get it triggered, so I have to wait until my limit order triggers, and then I'll be in. But, yeah. Can't win them all. Can't win them all. I'm up 50% on the day. So, you know, you got to take your wins where you can. Got to take your wins where you can. Carlton says he has a mid-sized brain. Oh, boy. All right. Let's talk about the migrant crisis. So, real quick, let me just give you an idea of what we're going to be talking about on the show today. So I believe a trans teacher got slapped by a black kid. We're going to talk about that. Coyle Ray was hit on by Adrienne Broner during her live stream. We're going to touch on that. Republicans or conservatives, I'm not sure what they are. Taught one of their babies how to say the N-word. We're going to take a look at that. some banking information. And... yeah, some other good stuff. But first, what we're going to do is we are going to start off with the migrant crisis and try to analyze that. You know how we do? I pull up the slide board here, and then we're going to begin to dissect this migrant crisis of sorts. Okay, so let's bring up our trusty. Oh, whoops, let's bring that back. Wait, let's lock that in. And what's this one? Is this? Okay, so, all right, boom. All right, so here we go. Bring our trusty slide up. We talked about the Middle East yesterday. So today, we are going to talk about the migrant crisis and all the ways that it could affect our life. Now, why did I pick this as a topic of discussion today? Well, mostly because I was observing what people were talking about, what people were not talking about. And I saw Savannah Hernandez and several others. I think Laura Luma was out there as well in New York City. And they were reporting on the migrant crisis. And it seems as though there is way more discussion about what's happening in the Middle East, what was happening in Dubai with the floods, than there were this migrant crisis. And I think the migrant crisis might be worse than we perceive it to be. Okay, so we're going to take a look at that and the different places that the migrant crisis affects our life. So there's a couple of buckets here. The first one is going to be social. The next one we're going to put is going to be, what did I have in my notes here? Economic. And then political. And this is obviously class participation, encourage to help me flush this thing out. And another one here I saw was health. And then my followers mentioned also education. These two at the bottom here are very interesting. So let's first start off with social. What are the social ramifications of the migrant crisis, right? So I think one of the things is we're talking about crowding, right? And if we know anything about the projects or public housing or living in big cities, we already know that crowding is a problem. And crowding, it usually creates disgruntled people. You ever been inside of, a club or whatever, and it was just so packed it became annoying? So that's what we're going to have. We're going to have a lot of problems with just crowding, right? And this crowding could also lead to violence. So we're going to see violence, as you know, we've already been seeing. Some women have been raped and all types of other egregious types of crimes, unthinkable crimes. But also, we could see a retaliation against the migrants and people attacking the migrants themselves. What else is missing from the social aspects of the migrant crisis? Can anybody else tell me what else could happen socially that could disrupt the fabric of American lives? Class, as I clean up our slide here. Better learn some Spanish. Okay, I like that one. Language barriers. It's definitely going to be some language barriers. Your kids definitely going to have to learn some Espanol. Your kids are definitely going to have to learn some Espanol. You're going to have to learn some Espanol. All right, so somebody mentions jobs, right? So, again, that is going to be under economic. So, yes, you're going to have to, you know, compete with these people based upon jobs. What else? Hold on. Why is it? Jobs. Now, one of the things I want to talk about economic was something I think many people might not think about was but deflation. Right. So we talk about inflation, and in some ways this could contribute to deflation, because if you have a certain supply of money and the amount of people coming in start to consume or inflate the economic base, we could see some deflation, which I think may work in our favor. And so, like, it's going to work in our favor from a monetary perspective, where, you know, we'll experience deflation and you'll see inflation start to decrease. Right. So now, just let's set that aside really fast. Let's talk about jobs. Right. So what does this mean for jobs? Well, obviously, the jobs that they're going to be going for are going to be blue collar work. Right. These guys are not white collar workers. So blue collar work is at jeopardy, right? I think I heard that they were being given cars and housing. They said the migrants are driving around with cars and they're getting housing. So what does that do to the housing market, right? And then we see, you know, situations about squatters. We also saw BlackRock buy a ton of property. Uncle Hotep believes that the squatter situation is the fact that BlackRock wants to be able to kick people out when they deem, and they don't want any problems with the squatters. And that's why that's big in the news now. Although we don't agree with squatting on properties, it seems like that is why that's a point of contention now, because BlackRock's like, look, now that we bought all this property, we want the ability to kick these people out when we say. So the housing market could be affected. Yeah, cars too. Cars too. IRS wants the migrants as well. Damn. Damn. We got the housing situation, and you know, however that could affect us. What else is would affect us economic wise? Well, let's hop to political, and we'll come back to the ones as we work through, right? So political, we already know this is, as some people have surmised, this is about electoral votes, because the way it was explained to me is the amount of electorals you get, the electors you get, increases based upon the population of your place. So some people think that the migrants are going to be voting, when really it's just that they want to increase the population of these certain regions so that they get more electorals, more electors, and you don't really need the migrants to vote. So just want to be clear on that front. And then, of course, you get your grifting, right? The left and the right are going to be grifting off of this topic and other topics or other points of contention in the United States that need some massaging, some paying attention to, well, they're going to be ignored in lieu of. He says, due to how unrestricted voting laws are in some states, the migrants can actually vote. Yeah, that could be an issue. It could become an issue, although who knows how they'll vote, right? Let's go to health, right? So I think this is a big one, right? So when it comes to health, I mean, you know, beds per capita, right? Beds per capita. You know, you go to the emergency room, you got to wait for the migrants. Doctors per capita, right? Like, this could be a serious issue. Also, the spread of disease. These people are coming over and some of them are carrying diseases. So that's going to be a huge, huge issue. This one to me hits home because I have kids, but education. Now, I got to be honest with y'all. I've been looking at some of the kids in the area where I live. And out of nowhere, these kids are coming over with foreign birth certificates. Now, I don't want to, you know, say that they're illegal, but I have a concern that your kids are going to have to share a classroom with them, right? So we're talking about sharing of resources, right? Basically, your tax dollars that are supposed to go to your child's education is now being shared with people who haven't been allocated for, have not been considered in the budget. So your education is going to take a hit. Let me catch up on the chat here. Medical supplies, yes. Yeah, that goes along with... that goes with what I was saying, you know, beds per capita, right? Oh, I like that one. So another one is going to be under social. We got here, somebody mentioned ideology / culture. The culture of America will begin to change. And who knows, like, what does that look like? What does that look like? So they're talking about all this stuff in the Middle East and da da da. And I'm like, here in America, we might be dealing with an invasion of some sorts, right? We could be dealing with an invasion. In general, just a competition for resources. Exactly. Exactly. He said, I'm about to give up my citizenship, walk my ass across the border and come back in. Man, you know how many times I thought about that? Insane. Justine Ellison says, anybody can get cars through Uber and Lyft. The companies have programs to help their drivers. Really? I didn't know that. Did not know that. Yeah. Yeah. The emergency rooms. Exactly, Heather. Exactly. The emergency rooms are going to be overwhelmed. Would it also cause inflation? So I think the way the inflation could come about is bills. Bills get passed and they say, hey, you know, we have a migrant situation here and now we need a new budget. And then they start printing more money. Right. So that could inflation could be a result depending on how Congress decides to tackle this problem. So we could have an inflation issue that comes about as well. How else is this going to affect us? I feel like we have a couple of blind spots. Somebody said criminal element. Yeah, right here. I got that under social violence. Yeah, we're going to have a criminal element. And then when you couple that with the fact that they're trying to gun grab, that could, you know, those two things together, increase in invasion plus a gun grab. That's not a good combination. Budget skyrocketing equals tax dollars. Yep. MasterPass said we're going to have to cover their health costs too. Absolutely. It's already happening. It's already happening. Inflation caused more poor people seeking the same type of goods, perhaps. Yeah, so that's where much of my brain was focused, was around this concept of inflation and deflation and everybody fighting for the same amount of goods, right? And that's why I thought that we might have a deflationary issue, because if the economy was basically sustaining a certain number of people, right? So to make it simple, if the farmers have allocated for a set amount of goods to be produced, and then that number goes up unexpectedly, you could deal with food shortages in some areas. You could deal with food shortages. You might deal with a situation where, you know, you go to your grocery store in New York City and usually the goods that you want just aren't there. And now you're having to pick from. So everybody's going to have to, adjust based upon the new numbers. Right. And so in that way, you know, there's some unpredictability in the economics of places like New York City. You know. More hostile living environment? Yeah, I got that. Violence. Yep, I got that. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think violence is going to be a big one. Let's go ahead. Everybody said that a few times, so let's go ahead and put that one in bold. Violence is going to be a huge one. I'm trying to think, what else do we have for education? There's probably another blind spot we're not thinking about with education. I feel like education should have, you know, 5 bullet points underneath it to really flush this out. The social fabric. Yeah, absolutely. The social fabric is definitely going to be torn in some of these places. So then what we'll have is, you know, what we'll have, we're going to have displacement, right? So we'll have displacement, and then that displacement is going to result in migration, right? So, for example, you live in New York City and New York City is inhabitable now. So you decide, hey, I'm going to move to Texas. I'm going to move to Tennessee. Now, Texas and Tennessee is dealing with an influx of people and they're bringing their social, political norms with them. So the complexion of different places like Texas, Tennessee, wherever people decide to migrate to, is going to begin to change, and their economics is going to begin to change. So you're going to see some instability socially and economically, not only in the places where we have migrants or places where we don't have migrants because of the spillover of people coming in. Trafficking, yeah, trafficking, absolutely. We put, yeah, might as well just file that under violence, right? Or we can just say criminal activity. Environment. That's a good one. I like that one. Environment. Because they're going to litter. Right? If there's a health issue, there's definitely going to be an environment issue. Right? So environment can definitely be an issue. So then what happens with the environment? This creates a new problem for climate change activists. So that's a good one. So they come in. They come in, and then the environment is affected by their behaviors. And then the climate change activists are empowered. Now we get more Greta Thunberg in our lives, right? And obviously they'll blame it on racism or xenophobia or something like that, or lack of management by the governmental bodies in whatever vicinity. But the climate change activists will have global warming and all of that stuff is going to take a hit. Poor quality lunch food for kids is already bad now. Yeah, they're going to have to share those resources. Your kids are going to have to share those resources in those schools. They're going to be putting those children. I know it's not a whole lot because a lot of these guys are single men, but you are going to see an influx of children entering your school system. Lack of teachers. Yeah. Yeah, lack of teachers. you know, your classrooms are already full, right? So we got full classrooms. Yeah, yeah. Fresh water, electrical grid use. I love that. I love that. Electrical grid could be affected. Yep, yep. Water scarcity, food deserts. Yep. Yep. Bifurcated curriculum. That's interesting. Yeah. So you'll have to, you know, set aside certain learning for the migrants and a different set of learning for, you know, for the traditional American children. He says type of white flight to a better situation. Yeah. You're going to have people leaving these areas. Education is a massive issue. We have to teach their kids, most of who don't have any formal education, speak hundreds of different languages. More traffic, too. They have cars now. Yeah. Yeah. Traffic. And that's going to lead to environmental issues. Look at this. Look at how our lives are affected in so many different ways. We just did this just now in like 20 minutes. And we're still missing some. There's still things we haven't thought of. And we're still missing some. Look at how our lives, look at this on your screen. Do you see this? I really think the migrant crisis needs to be talked about more. Needs to be talked about more. They're going to be fleeing the Hotepistan? Hey, listen, the walls of Hotepistan will be closed to everybody fleeing these busy cities because of the migrants. I am so sorry. You're going to have to talk to Goldstein. You're going to have to make it through the Vets Valley to make it through. So good luck making it to Hotepistan. Hunger Games, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And you know, sometimes we talk about, you know, what is it that the grifters talk about that's a distraction and they're always complaining. I think this right here is one thing I'll never blame the grifters for talking about is the migrant crisis. This right here is scary to me. This is definitely scary to me. You know, mostly because I think I'm seeing them in my neighborhood. I swear to you, I think I see them in my neighborhood, and they be getting loud and boisterous with you too. I had an incident the other day. I don't want to get into too many details, but I had an incident the other day with, maybe they're not migrants. Maybe they're just Hispanic, and I don't want to be racist or anything like that, but it seems like more people at the parks than usual. Maybe it's something else. But, you know, we have a group chat with some of the parents in the area, and they were talking about the influx of kids at the park, and it seems like it's more than usual. And I wanted to be like, is it the migrants? But I don't want to, you know, this is like some community-based group chat, so I don't want to be the guy in a community that everybody's like, oh my God, he's one of them, you know, and I don't want to ruffle any feathers, because I could be wrong. It might not. It could be just local people. But I saw a report on the news of, you know, months back, and I think it was some Indian controlled area in New Jersey, and the mayor of this town in New Jersey, he was like, we ain't having no migrants out here. The migrants come out here, we are sending them out. They had a zero tolerance policy for migrants. It's going to be crazy. So again, let's just take a look at this. Look at what you see on your screen here in all the different ways. And then the funny thing is we could spend another 25 hours here connecting these things, right? So you could connect, like we said, traffic could be connected to environment, right? Environment could be connected to health. And so you have one of those, what are those charts where they have, you know, the things connecting with the, you know, lines going all like this. What type of chart is that? I didn't go to college, so I don't know what this stuff is called. I never took a statistics class either. HJ trying to get the scoop without exposing his racism. They were very aggressive towards you in Connecticut. Damn. Connecticut's wild to begin with. What's that type of chart called? Because we could, I could, you know, put together a team of people and say, yo, make one of these connected charts. Flow chart, not Venn diagram, not a flow chart, although you could do a flow chart. But it's more like one of those FBI type situations where they start connecting dots and all of that. So, yeah. So web chart. Thank you. Somebody knows something here. Shout out to Jason, our in-house genius. He's been absolutely helpful in the Telegram chat. Web chart. This right here, this migrant crisis situation needs a web chart. Who wants to put it together? Strong Dad says, here in Colorado, what has happened is they come up to every open space park and completely flood the area. Hundreds of people camped out all day. 30 strollers and hammocks, zero room for the locals. Yo, where do we put that? Parks. They're definitely flooding the parks. I was just talking about that. They flooding the parks. Can't even take your kids, put them on the swings no more. Scatter plot? No, I think it's called the web chart. Web chart is what I'm talking about. Absolutely insane. So, you know, again, before we go to the next topic, if there is anything that the grifters need to talk about and talk about more, it's definitely this, you know, the whole, you know, black people beating up teachers in a situation that is minor compared to this. This is the real issue in America that I believe is very much a Trojan horse. Very much a Trojan horse. All right, let's go to our next topic of the day. Don't forget, we got the collection plate. Oh my God, look at the Habibi chart. Oh my God, it's hurting my stomach. I didn't get this play. Oh, it's still going up. Habibi cat, man. The Habibi cat. Meme coin, please. All day. We're going to keep an eye on that. All right, let's go to our next topic of the day. And then we'll take phone calls, text Hotep in your name at 202-596-5631. And we'll get you on the phone lines. Since we're talking about school and all this stuff, let's go to this video right here. So Colin Rugg, this video, I have a lot of different emotions in regard to this video. Let me I can't play it because, you know, YouTube doesn't allow violent videos, so we'll have to forego playing the video, but many of you have seen it. And Colin Rugg here, you know, he's definitely not one of my favorites. He's definitely one of those just in grifters who basically just, you know, steals news stories and reports them, whatever. Who does he work for? Does he even work for anybody? Yeah, he's just a fucking viral video grifter, right? So anyway, he says, North Carolina high school student arrested after assaulting his teacher as students in the class filmed and laughed. The teen is now facing three misdemeanor charges for assault on a government official. Unlike many other school assault cases, the district attorney launched an investigation into the assault within an hour after the video was posted. Both Sheriff Kimbrell and myself spent the morning at Parkland High School speaking with the teacher. This isn't about the color of your skin. This isn't about your political affiliation. Today is about one thing, sending a message to the teachers out there that law enforcement and district attorney's office support you and we care about the job you do. Then he ends off and he says the public school system is a mess, which I agree with. Now, let's play some of the video. I just want to see the parts I got to omit and you tell me what's going on here. All right, so I got the first slap off the screen. All right, so he's already been slapped. Now let's listen.
You think that affected me any?
Let me hit you again.
I don't want it.
Let me hit you again.
All right, so hold on. Let me pass the next.
I don't want it.
Let me hit you again.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this nigga ate that slap.
Oh, those dumbass, I'll knock those dumbass glass off your face.
And do I look like I care?
What's wrong with you? What you gonna do? Still sit in that chair? You use a bitch. My granny, nigga, stop playing with me.
Now, when I watched the video, I saw the Colin Rugg thing come up and my intuition kicked in. My intuition kicked in because when I saw the video, normally when I see the videos online, black kid, you know, violence in school, I just scroll past because I know the grift. But for some reason, intuition was like, yo, watch the video. I'm like, oh, God. OK, so I watched the video and I go, oh, shit. I think that's a trans teacher. Chat, did that motherfucker sound like a trans teacher to you? So let's go look in the chat, right? So this lady says here, not to ignore the assault, but is this a trans man? And I said, finally, someone asking the real questions. In the chat, I put trans teacher versus black kid. Which way, Western man? Let's see what the replies are to that. Based on this video, neither. Okay. Neither doing violence against others or violence against oneself is a viable technique for processing your negative emotions. Both are an expression of self-hatred. One is a projection outwards, the other one inwards. I like that response. This guy says, coin flip. Pretty tough choice. Which group that can't do no wrong should we punish? Oh, man. Wait, what did that person say? The kid, at least he's willing to stand up to mental illness and put himself on the line for what he sees as bullshit. The trans was wearing a mask. Listen, when I heard that it was trans, I was like, which way, Western man? Like what? Like, cause they always talk about the trans community. They said they're grooming kids, and now we got a kid that's like, yo, I'm not with this shit. And he put hands on him. Now, I'm not saying he should have. I do not condone violence. But which way are we going? So here we got this guy named Joshua Walker says, I would say wait till his father gets a hold of him. Too bad the likelihood of a dad in this house is low. Colin Rugg says very low. So, you know, this is the usual tropes. You know, no daddy at home. And that may be the case. You know, I don't want to argue that. But, you know, for me, it's like y'all jumping straight to the race conversation when it's like, hold on now. There could be more to this story. There could be more to this story. You know, if my son, I'm gonna be honest with you. Let's just fuck it. If I get canceled, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? My kid come home and tell me he slapped one of these T people across the face. I don't know how mad I'm going to be. I got to be. Because why is that motherfucker there? I'd be concerned if my son had a T teacher. I would be really concerned. I don't think this should happen. I don't think these people should be teaching our kids. Is that wrong to say that I don't think these people should be teaching our kids? Is that wrong to say? Is that cancelable? Are you not supposed to say that? I don't feel comfortable with these people teaching my kids. So I started homeschooling because I'm like, yo, one of these motherfuckers coming near my kids, there's going to be some issues. And I don't want to see, you know, Hotep Jesus on the news and then now I'm trending and shit for, you know, whatever God knows happens, right? But chat, let's vote. Let's put this to a vote, chat. We're going to class participation here. Whose side are you on? Let's see. You're going to have to pick one. I'm not doing a maybe or in the middle. Okay. Here we go. We're going to put it to the chat. Let's see what the chat say. And then we're going to go to some of the responses to my response, which there were some hilarious responses because all I asked was, if you see right here, all I asked was, is that a Trans teacher. That's all I asked. I just asked. I just wanted clarification. You know, I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm here to judge somebody. I'm not here to judge anybody, but I just want some answers, right? So I just asked the simple questions. Is that a trans teacher? We gotta ask these questions. Here comes Strong Dad. If so, we gotta let that kid off with a warning.
Oh, this a real hotel, brother.
Lauren said, fastest pick ever. Chat right now at 85% with the violent black kid. Oh, my God. Yo. Cannon says, that shouldn't be teaching our children, but our kids have to respect people, period. But what led to the slap? I agree. I don't agree with, you know, violence, but I feel like I need more details, right? So Gab Clark, you know, she had a trans daughter. She has rescued her daughter from being trans. And so I asked her, what's her verdict? And Gab said, both of them need to go.
Oh, this is a real hotel, bro.
That's a good response. That's a good response. Somebody else said, kid probably fed up with the grooming. I said, uh-oh.
Oh, this is a real hotel, brother.
Uh-oh. I would feel very uncomfortable if this was my teacher. I would not be an obedient child in this classroom. I'm telling you right now. As somebody who was a class clown, this teacher would have got hella jokes. When I was in school, I was class clown. You guys should already know that. I was class clown. If something happened, I'm letting the jokes fly all through class, okay? That's why I was a C average student, all right? I was a kid that didn't do no homework, but I got A's on my finals. It was weird, really weird. I didn't do homework, but I was paying attention in class. And I had really good memory and a photographic memory. And I got to tell you, this teacher, you know how many jokes I'd have been in the principal office every single day till they took me out of that class. Every single day. I don't even want to get on here and start joking. I'd have walked in the class like, what up, my nigga? I'd have been in class like, dim your titties. Straight to the principal's office. I'd have walked in, got my jokes off, grabbed my bag. All right, I'm going to the principal's office. Listen, it would have been comedy hour every single day. I wouldn't have hit nobody, but she gonna get hit with these jokes. I'm just telling you right now, I would be very uncomfortable. Okay. Justine said, my son had a whole desk in the office in grade school. I wasn't that bad. I went to the principal's office maybe once a semester. So that's twice a school year. At some point, the teacher had enough. Usually they just reprimanded me in the classroom and kept it moving. Pop-up Hotep says, ate them slaps though. Listen, that was my first. So I heard the voice. Okay. And my voice said, huh? Cause it said she, Colin Rugg said she, and I heard the voice. I was like, huh? I don't know. But then when he smacked them, her, him, it, they, them, Z, Zay. When the teacher got smacked and just ate it, was like, that ain't gonna do nothing. I was like, oh, that's not a woman. Biological woman. It's not a biological woman. I said, cause ain't no woman responding like that. And a woman that's going to eat your slaps is going to be putting hands back on you. Like some of these, you ever see these white women that do CrossFit? They will kick your ass. Okay. Easily too. So I know it couldn't have been a biological woman because a biological woman would have broke down in tears. She ain't no woman's eating no slap like that. And if a woman eats a slap like that, like for example, if that's Lauren, right? Sorry to pick on you, Lauren or Heather. I know for a fact that if Lauren or Heather got smacked like that, they're going to be putting hands and feet on that little boy. I don't know why. I just feel like I know that. They can correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like they just not going to, at least they're just not going to sit there, right? And then he got smacked again, and I'm like, yeah, that can't be no biological woman. Ain't no way. Leslie Jones type bitch. Right. Thank you. Somebody said, that's what I was wondering. I don't think an actual woman could sit there and take hits like that without crying. Exactly. Somebody else here says, truly need to listen to what the student is saying because I wonder what happened for him to hit it. Pause. And that's what I responded. I said, yeah, I need to see his side of the story before I judge, right? Everybody jumps. That's the problem with these videos. Everybody jumps to conclusions with these videos. And I'm going to end the poll now. 79% on the black kid side. See, we got real people in here. Shout out to y'all. I, you know, sometimes these videos, they start, like, imagine watching a movie, you know, and you know, you go to the kitchen or something, you get sidetracked, you come back, and the movie's, like, halfway over. Like, what led up to that point in the movie where you see the violence, right? Like, somebody starts shooting, you're like, you got to rewind. I got to rewind and see, what did I miss? How did it, they was just cool just a minute ago. So with these videos, I always want, can we get the full story before we hop in and go, oh my God, where's his dad? And, you know, what if this teacher did something to him or has done something to him in the past or is just making the kid very uncomfortable, right? This could be, I want to hear what this kid has to say before I say, you know, charge him, you know? The Hotep community, Hotepistan has decided. And so far, we are on the side of the black kid. Although we do not condone violence, and we do not condone children to smack their teachers. Okay? Simple as that. Let's go to the next topic. Oh, man. Let me reach my arm deep down inside the bag. Let's go right here. Let's pull this up. I don't like this attitude. To me, this seems like reaching here, right? And this is, we're going to spend very little time on this, but a lot of women do this stuff, and you can tell they don't get hit on often, or they get hit on too much to react like this. But this is Coi Leray. She's a rapper, and take a look.
Try to bag me on a Instagram live is fucking crazy. Like, dead ass. Get the fuck on. Okay? Gone the fuck head. Okay? I'm not interested. Like, that's fucking corny. The fuck? What are we doing here? I'm getting the fuck off.
So, this response to me, Uncle Hotep said, get the water hose. Get the Jeremy Shepherd on that shot. Uncle Hotep, you are a coon. How is Uncle Hotep on the wrong side of this argument? The chat already voted. We on the black kid's side. How come every time you see a black person, you against them? This nigga's a coon. Now, Adrian Broner, how do we know he's hitting on her? We don't know that he's hitting on her. We don't know that he could just simply be saying, like, yo, I'm having a fight. Here's an invite. I'll take care of your expenses because, you know, I'm a fighter. I have to promote my fight. The more celebrities there, the bigger the purse sometimes. And this could be business for him. This could be a business opportunity for her. Right. So he didn't say anything wrong or disrespectful. He just said, yo, be at my next fight, Miami 31st at the Hard Rock on me. This is a very polite gesture. And I hate when women take, even, let's say he is hitting on her. I hate when women see men hitting on him and then go, oh, that's not the right way to do it and all this other stuff. And I can see if he came at her sideways, you know, and you can't really tell a woman how to come at you and it's all subjective. I get all that shit. All I'm saying is she could have ignored the comment. She didn't have to put him on blast and, you know, try to make a thing out of it. You know, all of that shit. A lot of women do this, and this is corny. To me, it's just really corny when women do this. You know, we are in dire straits as far as population is concerned. We need men and women to copulate. It is very normal. Like it's normal for men. The men have to holler at women to keep this whole human thing going. And then people act weird when men try to keep this human thing going. I really don't understand it. I really, really, really do not understand it. That was kind of corny from her, from me. I just didn't like that. Let's go here. We're about to get close to the baby says the N-word. But first, I want to prime it. We got a video here from Miss Info Show. It's one of my new followers. And I'm not going to watch the whole thing. Let's fast forward.
Up here defending Democrats. Can you believe that? That's how radical y'all have gotten. Stuff like this proves that that Lily White movement that infiltrated the Republican Party is still in effect. I think they're still doing it today. I think the government, y'all got me sound like a liberal because that's how outrageous y'all become. I think the government is fucking racist. Democrats' policies bring us down, and then we come to the right. They push us away. So it's like, where the hell do we go? This is why black people go independent. And I'm telling y'all right now, more people need to start calling this out. Y'all need to be the real Republicans, like the real radical Republicans back in the day. Like, I need y'all to, we need to rise up. We got to call them out because y'all really disrupting the kumbaya that we really need in this country.
Okay, so she's talking about, she began this video talking about Elijah Schaefer and some of the racist things. And like she said, she's a new conservative. She's a new Republican, and she just came, or new black conservative is what she calls herself. She's a new black conservative. And, you know, she's had her wake awakening, and she's seeing stuff like this. And it's like, yo, you're pushing us away. Like, it feels like the Lily White movement. You remember we did the presentation on Lily White movement. So what example do we have? We have here. Hold on. Hold on. Let's pull this up.
2-1. Boom.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Isabella Moody, who works with, who is this? Resist the Mainstream. Okay. So she works for some company named Resist the Mainstream. Right. And I'm not showing that to get her fired or anything like that. You know, I don't do that stuff. I just wanted to know because I saw she had the badge there. She says, my daughter literally said the N-word. I'm so proud of her. So let's take a listen. So she's saying her child said the N-word. She responds, she says, uh-oh, the liberals are triggered. Stop acting like you're mad because I'm doing this for Twitter revenue, probably $3. You're just mad I'm not a miserable parent like your mother and father. Jake Shields comments, he says, wow, what an amazing mother, and I have a few extra passes if she needs one. Somebody here said she needs to work on her hard R. Somebody else says here, Jalen says, y'all are constantly thinking about black people. And that's true. It's like black people live rent free in these people's minds. But I think it's just a grift, right? It's just, again, we went over this. Where's my trusty? Oh my God, Habibi's still moaning. This is terrible. This is terrible. Let's go to my trusty slide deck here. And we have a slide on this. We have a slide on this phenomenon. Where is it? There we go. The race bait industry reaction loop. The race bait reaction industry loop, right? So, red whites do some shit. People react. Black people react. I'm surprised Tariq Nasheed ain't hop on this one yet. Let's see if Tariq hopped on this one. Anybody show this to Tariq yet? All right, Tariq ain't get a hold of this yet. Wait till Tariq get a hold of this. Lord have mercy. But it's a symbiotic relationship where the race grifters, whether they're white or black, or actually, I'm sorry, white and black, both benefit from content like that. And then you just keep this loop going over and over and over again. So be careful. You know what I'm saying? When you see this stuff, don't react. Don't react. Just hit the block button, mute button, keep it pushing. Because really what they want is they want to bait your emotions. Okay. Conceptual James dropped this video. We're about to go to the phone lines in just a moment here. However, I do want to watch this video from Conceptual James. Hold on a second. Let's pull this up. I got a lot in the bag. I might save some of it for tomorrow. Actually, I'm going to, after this, we'll take phone calls. I want to save some of this stuff for tomorrow. Let's go to this video right here. So we got one of these liberal women or socialist women talking her shit. Let's see what she has to say.
The hard things, the places where we are prone to disagreement, say politics and religion. Well, as it turns out, not only does Wikipedia's model work there, it actually works really well. Because in our normal lives, these contentious conversations tend to erupt over disagreement about what the truth actually is. But the people who write these articles, they're not focused on the truth. They're focused on something else, which is the best of what we can know right now. And after 7 years of working with these...
Wait, what?
Brilliant folks, I've come to believe that they are onto something. That perhaps for our most tricky disagreements, seeking the truth...
Is this not AI? This is real?
And seeking to convince others of the truth might not be the right place to start.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow. Okay, let's hear her out. I'm very open-minded. Let's hear her out. Why should we not know the truth, lady?
In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground.
Wait, what? What?
And getting things done. Now, that is not to say that the truth doesn't exist.
Okay.
Nor is it to say that the truth isn't important. Clearly, the search for the truth has led us to do great things, to learn great things. But I think if I were to really ask you to think about this, one of the things that we could all acknowledge is that part of the reason we have such glorious chronicles to the human experience and all forms of culture is because we acknowledge there are many different truths. And so in the spirit of that, I'm certain that the truth exists for you and probably for the person sitting next to you. But this may not be the same truth. This is because the truth of the matter is very often, for many people, what happens when we merge facts about the world with our beliefs about the world. So we all have different truths. They're based on things like where we come from, how we were raised, and how other people perceive us.
She kind of cooking. I'm not going to hold you. This takes some deep, deep critical thinking, but she's kind of cooking because everybody's truth, quote unquote, truth is different, right? Like, we all see that on a daily basis. So she kind of has a point here. And this is interesting. This is interesting TED Talks. So then the truth gets in the way of getting the work done. I see her point. I actually see her point. Where people are so busy arguing about the facts, and it's just like, you know, fuck the disagreement. You know, how do we get to where we're going? But my pushback on that is, how are you supposed to act when we can't agree on a truth, right? It seems like you're skipping step one. That's what my argument with her would be, is I get your philosophical take, and it does make sense in many ways. However, I think it's more idealistic than it is pragmatic. Because if you have a group of people making decisions predicated on a lie, this could only lead to more problems. You know what I'm saying? This could lead to more problems. So she says, our truth, that's code for liberalism. Yeah, I picked up on that. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right, Carlos. Very, very keen of you to spot that. But yeah, this is. I'm going to have to say I disagree with her, but I like her line of thinking, because let's do our subject matter of the day, the migrant crisis, right? The truth of the matter is the migrant crisis should never have happened and is bad. So we have conservatives in the living room or in the town hall, and we got liberals, and let's say they're split 50-50 in total. Don't you first have to agree that the truth is the migrant crisis was a bad idea before you move forward? Maybe not. Well, maybe so. And the reason why I say maybe so is because if you don't agree it's bad, then you might keep the border open and exacerbate the problem. So you kind of do have to agree that it's bad first. Otherwise, you'll run into this problem again later, even if you find said solution to the temporary problem. You could make the same mistakes again in the future. So you would have to say, yo, this is a bad idea. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to need to hear more of this TED Talk to really, really dissect what she's saying here. But I'm going to have to go with hard disagree. While I do like her attempt to practice some critical thinking there, but that's some liberal white woman type thinking right there. Oh, let's not forget the truth. Let's just move forward. It's like, nah, I think we kind of got to agree that some fuck shit is afoot before we begin to move forward. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure we're going to have to do that. All right, before we go to phone lines, let's take a look at this migrant crisis video from Savannah Hernandez. I think she did a great job covering this recently. I don't like all of her work, but this right here, again, I think is very important. So let's take a look.
All right, guys, this is Savannah Hernandez in front of City Hall in New York. And as you guys can see, I am surrounded right now by hundreds of illegal immigrants from New Guinea and also from Haiti. All right, so majority single men from Africa. I want to take you guys around what this park looks.
Wait a second. Oh, I might be thinking of the other New Guinea. Because there's Papua New Guinea and then there's New Guinea, right? Okay. No. All right. So there is no New Guinea in Africa. I didn't think there was. So let's put this on the screen. There's something called Papua New Guinea. Oh, shit. And that's what I believe she's referring to here. I guess for short, they call it New Guinea. I knew it as Papua New Guinea. But that's, they share an island with Australia. Or off the coast of Australia, I'm sorry. And I think half of it is New Guinea and the other half is something else. I don't know. I can't remember this stuff. The world's second largest island. Yeah. Yeah. So these people are coming from not only Africa, but New Guinea. And New Guinea is not in Africa. There's no New Guinea in Africa, right? Oh, there's a Guinea. Okay, there's a Guinea in Africa. But there is not a New Guinea in Africa, I'm assuming. This is also confusing. So here we go. All right, so there's a Guinea. All right, so she just misspoke. All right, no problem. It happens. Mistakes happen. Not mad at her. Let's go back.
Looks like, and more importantly, what every single park in New York is starting to look like. Just yesterday, I was in the East Village area.
This is a park in New York City. That's wild.
And there,
like, the park is, When you work in New York, the park is the place where you go on your lunch break. You enjoy your lunch. You just take a walk. You just want to sit back, kick back, and chill. Can't really do that now.
There were two children's parks right next to a church that the city is currently using to house single males. So children are playing right next to this. More importantly, the city of New York has spent $2 billion at this point on this crisis. They said that through 2025, they're going to try to spend $12 billion because that's what it's going to take to sustain all of these people. Now, typically, you'd be able to speak to these migrants in Spanish, but unfortunately, all these people now speak French. We have been told as American citizens that all of these people are coming into our country because they are seeking asylum, but every single migrant that I've spoken to today has talked about how they are here simply to work. So I want to highlight for you guys what our American cities are starting to look like. All right.
So Millie Bedilli makes a great point. All named by Europeans. Yeah, these are all European colonies. These are all colonies of Europe. So if these people are escaping, they're basically escaping one European colonist for another. One European colony for another. That's really what's happening here. My stomach hurts. Look at this. Look at this, y'all. Remember I told you about this play when this stream started? I'm so hurt. Look at that play. Anyway, Hotep's been told you. Meme coins, you want the plays, join the Telegram. Link in the description box below. We're going to go to phone lines. Text Hotep your name to 202-596-5631. And I'll be right back after this short, brief commercial break.